Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, September 23rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I think that the approaches so far have been both limited and damaged.
President and Taoiseach disagree over housing, and Irish soldier killed in Ukraine. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a former Irish soldier has died while fighting in Ukraine. The man, who was aged in his 20s, had retired from the Defence Forces and was from Newbridge in County Kildare. He died last Thursday while retreating from an area of Ukraine which had come under attack from Russian forces. The President says the approach to housing in Ireland is limited and damaged. Michael D. Higgins says he doesn't share the view that there's a link to homelessness and asylum seekers coming into the country, a view portrayed by the Taoiseach in the Sunday Times yesterday. Both the President and the Taoiseach are in New York for the UN General Assembly, which officially begins tomorrow. Speaking after addressing the UN yesterday, President Higgins was asked if he believed there was a link between rising homelessness and asylum seekers.
No, I do not. I also have a very definite view that I expressed before in relation towards the approach to housing. I think that the approaches so far have been both limited and damaged by the fact that they are all responses to the market.
But Taoiseach Simon Harris says he stands by his comments.
If you look at the figures, for example, for the month of July in Dublin, the single biggest reason people gave for presenting at Dublin Homeless Services was exiting direct provision. If you look at the figures for Dublin over the summer months, you'll see that around 22-24% of people who present come from countries outside the European Economic Area, and I think around a similar percentage from either the UK or the EU.
There's been a jump of a quarter in the number of domestic violence cases that went through the courts. The Court Service annual report shows overall almost 550,000 new cases were dealt with by the courts last year. The number of asylum cases has more than doubled, while drugs cases reduced by 10.5% over 5 years. Court Service Head of Superior Courts Operations, Tom Ward, says public order and assault cases have dropped by 9%.
So public order and assault, we found last year, the district court received in 43,750 cases, which was down from 47,990 in 2022.
Solid fuel and transport emissions need to be urgently tackled to meet Ireland's clean air strategy. A new report from the Environmental Protection Agency shows while Ireland's air quality is currently on target, the World Health Organization is advising there are no safe levels of air pollution. Patrick Kenny, manager at Ambient Air Quality, says every household in the country can play a part in increasing the quality of air.
One action that you can take is that if you have a means to make sure that your house is warm and comfortable, and then you also have a secondary heating system, you have a primary heating system that's oil or gas, and then you have a secondary heating system that's solid fuel. If you're in a position to not use that secondary heating system, you will have a very positive impact on the air quality in your local area for you and your neighbours.
Hezbollah's Deputy Secretary General says they've entered a new phase of battle with Israel. In a speech during the funeral of Ibrahim Aqil, the Lebanese militant commander killed in an Israeli airstrike on Friday, he said it was now an open-ended battle of reckoning. Both sides have exchanged fire after explosions killed 37 people last week. Sky's international correspondent John Sparks analyses how we got here.
What we're seeing at the moment is tit-for-tat strikes that ultimately began on October the 8th when this conflict began. But the temperature is rising. Both sides here trying to get each other to back down. But the danger here is that both sides get to a point where they can't back down.
The fuel allowance is to be paid to over 400,000 households across the country this week. The payment is made at the weekly rate of €33, or, if prepared, by way of two payments of €462 each. A single person over 70 can have means of €512 per week to qualify, while a couple can have means of €1,024 a week. In entertainment news, the countdown has officially begun for this year's Late Late Toy Show, and a new segment has been announced. News Talk's Ava Casey has more.
There are only 73 days between now and the Late Late Toy Show. A night sure to be full of fun and a few mishaps, kids across the country are sure to be glued to the telly. However, this year there's been an exciting twist. Children from every corner of the country will have a chance to be a part of the fun. 32 kids from 32 counties will take to the toy show stage. It's not about who's the best singer or dancer. Nope. This year it's all about county pride. Whether you're kicking for Kildare or dancing for Donegal, applications are now open.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City defender John Stones scored deep into stoppage time as they drew 2-2 at home with 10-man Arsenal in the Premier League. Erling Haaland scored his 100th City goal to open the scoring before the Londoners fought back to lead. The defending champions returned to the top of the table with Arsenal 2 points behind in fourth. Blues boss Pep Guardiola believed his side did enough for a point.
They come from many games in a short time, for physicality. Congratulations, Arsenal, because they defend so compact, blocking and doing that. It's nothing to say, but at the end, yeah, we create enough chances, not easy. We were patient. We didn't concede faults because they want faults and have to take time. We were in the game all the time, and at the end, yeah, we were fortunate to score when maybe we should score earlier.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.